Hello class, my name is Belle Gore, but Professor Gore to you all. I will be your instructor for this course, and for some of you, a consistent aiding contact under your school email. Now, why don't we get started? If any of you were unsure exactly what this course is, or if possibly you're in the wrong class, this is the course that will teach you very core of humanism. Now, the more simple, easier way to define humanism would be the following. A perspective and train of thought which gives importance and meaning to human, making way for potential value and goodness of human beings. For today's teaching, I would like to inform you all of just where exactly this role of humanism took place, why it happened, and just where it all began. During the 14th century, the cultural movement known as humanism began to grow popular in Italy. This movement in specific promoted the thought that an individual is the core of his own existence, as well as that people should acknowledge and embrace human achievements in education, classical arts, literature, and science. This idea spread and sparked the time period popularly known as the Renaissance. Considering that this was a time where the Dark Ages had just passed, many of these humanist writers, artists, politicians, and so on were declaring to participate and evolve an artistic revolution. A common theme with humanism during the Renaissance was to imitate the art and human activity of that in Greece and Rome. However, instead of bringing those aspects back, the Renaissance was an era of time where a lot of original, undiscovered acts of art came in play. This way of tangling the past to change how one may see and think about their own era was known as Renaissance humanism. This began to majorly affect culture and society in a way it made an entire time period dedicated to the process. Ways humanism affected the Renaissance is that the subject was admired so much that the upper classes began to send their sons to schooling. This led to a point in time where humanism was the dominant form of education, creating different fields in the arts such as mathematics and scientists. Renaissance humanism continued to grow and affect quite a bit of each and every piecing of the Renaissance, and as well as sparked a new common way of thinking for generations to come. All right, with all that said, my only direction for all of you until I see you next is to simply think and reflect on how humanism affects each individual, in addition to as why humanism can be a negative thing throughout history and in our daily lives we live now. We'll review next class as well as skim over some basic information on the topic philosophy.